not me.
A man born and raised in Waukesha. He did his first hunting and fishing right here. Now he hunts the world and cooks it up deliciously, featured as the Midwestern host of The Fowl Life on the Outdoor Channel. Joel Clayfish was raised in the Shaw.
A couple extra pounds never really hurt, 'cause a country boy is all I'll ever be.
Good evening, Wisconsin. You're listening to 101 FM WAUK 540 AM, The Shaw. I'm Joel Clayfish, and this is Raised in the Shaw with me, Joel Clayfish. And being raised in the Shaw means you're actually really in a heart of a fantastic area to get out and hunt and fish and bring that to the table in a provider lifestyle. I think in this busy world, especially post-COVID, one thing COVID really taught us is that time to ourselves is important. And now the world's getting back to normal, and now the world's fast-paced again. But one thing that we often forget is that getting into the woods or on a boat or rowing down a stream or kayaking or climbing a hill is something that you can do to put your mind at ease and escape all of the pressures of life. And not only is escaping the pressure of life something that is necessary, especially with all the stress in the world today, but it's something that will potentially provide for your family when you bring that game from the field to the table and all the different ways to prepare it. And, you know, that's one of the main things that this show is about, and that's taking the game you harvest and making it not only palatable, but something you look forward to and something that's delicious on the dinner table. I'm so jacked because today we've got essentially one of Wisconsin's icons in the outdoor industry. And, you know, I guarantee you he'll chuckle when I say that, but he really is one of the icons in Wisconsin's outdoor industry. And he came to it through public service. Dan Trawicki, who was the sheriff of Waukesha County, was a sheriff's deputy before that, and spent a great deal of his time, a great portion of his life, enforcing the laws and making life better for the citizens of Waukesha County. And all the time he did that, you know, we were in touch with each other because I was working in the television news industry and then later in the legislature. I became not only acquaintances with Dan, but friends with him. And something I didn't know extremely early on was how involved he was in the outdoors, hunting, fishing, and eating food that he harvests. And one of the craziest things about it, you know, I wasn't into hunting before I turned 38 years old. So the relationship I had with Dan was a lot of business. And in that business, we talked criminal justice issues. You know, I chaired the criminal justice committee. And so we had a great relationship working with him through all those years. What I didn't know was how invested he was in the outdoors, so much so. I mean, you want to talk about a guy who hits all the boxes. He has his own taxidermy business, Northwoods Taxidermy, which is phenomenal and has done some fantastic work for me in the past. But he also is a worldwide hunter and a local Wisconsin hunter. He's a friend. He worked as a public servant for decades. And I'm just thrilled to pieces because now he works with the Safari Club International. We're closer friends than we've ever been. We hunt together. We talk about it. And you know what hunting is like. You talk about it as much as you do it, if not more. And he's joining us for this edition of Raised in the Shaw with Joel Clayfish. Dan Trawicki, Wisconsin hunting, taxidermy, law enforcement icon. Thank you for being here.
Well, Joel, it's really a joy to be here. The first thing I want to say is I think it's a bit of a stretch. Actually, it's an extremely big stretch to say that I'm an icon for sure.
I think I might
be an icon in my own mind at times, as my friends would tell me. But, you know, our history goes back when I was on the job and you and Rebecca were young reporters. And I guess I was a young sheriff back then. And you would both come in and we would do stories together. And, you know, the thing I remember early on was both of yours and Rebecca's extreme professionalism, because sometimes we dealt with extremely sensitive topics, personal issues. And I dealt with a lot of reporters and a lot of news people. And, you know, it was always the utmost professionalism on both of your parts. And that gained my respect and opened my doors to both of you. And then, like you said, we were just lucky that it continued to flourish. And I was out of office when I retired. And then we became friends and stayed friends. And I'm just really appreciative of it and happy about it.
So one of the questions I get very often is, Joel, how you entered hunting so late in life at 38, you know, I didn't have the role models to look up to when I was a kid as far as hunting went. I had a fantastic father. He was great, a great mom, but they weren't into hunting. So that's something I wasn't really exposed to until I was about 38 years old. And then you could say that was the end of it. I mean, I got into it in spades, and that is my life now, right, and the joy of my life. What got you into hunting? How did you start into it?
So funny enough, my father did not hunt either. He fished and he would take me fishing, but my mother's brother from Shawano, Wisconsin, my mom grew up in Shawano, was a hunter his whole life, and he knew my interest. I grew up in Brookfield, but I grew up in Brookfield hunting and trapping. I would run a trap line in the morning before going to high school and you know, trying to shoot rabbits and pheasants with my bow. And then my Uncle Bob took me bow hunting for deer for the first time. You know, I had a Shakespeare Nisida recurve bow. I was 12 years old, completely clueless, you know, but it was like he put me on a deer trail and said, you know, you sit here and I'll be back in a couple hours. And I just thought I was in like the Sudan or someplace. I was just the wildest, craziest, most exciting passion I could ever imagine.
How old were you?
I was 12, you know, but I was hunting even before then, like around town. Brookfield was different back then, yeah, you know, and and so that's how it really got started, you know, the deer hunting thing, and then just sort of expanded from there.
And, you know, there are a lot of people who are listening right now, and what I want you to take from this is the fact that it doesn't matter when you start. It doesn't matter exactly how you start, but if you're listening to the show, there's probably enough of an interest that you have, man, woman, or child. And, you know, women are the fastest growing group of new hunters.
Right.
Women are the fastest growing group of new hunters. Don't be afraid if you don't have the experience, no matter the age. The example from Dan and me is that you can come up in it, or you can start it later in life and it can be a gigantic part of your life. You don't have to be, don't be afraid. Ask somebody. You know, I'm going to steal a little phrase that the Masons use, and they have it on their bumper stickers. It says, to be one, ask one. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure exactly what it means for the Masons and the Grand Lodge over there, but I can tell you when it comes to hunting and fishing, anybody who has concerns about the resource, wants to take food from the field to the table, they're going to be willing to talk to you and be willing to get you interested in hunting. And I think that that's something I know you've done in your life. And I know the mentored hunting laws in the state of Wisconsin are very helpful to that. And new hunter, first time hunter, and you can hunt in Wisconsin without going through the hunter's safety.
Right,
you
with
can
the hunt mentored hunts now. It's fantastic.
And I know that's something super important to you, is getting people who haven't had the experience out into the outdoors to try it for the first time. Because I have never taken a person who hasn't gone and loved it.
So funny enough, you know, you and I both worked on some of this legislation that eliminated the hunting age in the state of Wisconsin. So my daughter, Abby, who's 28 now, I started taking her when she was almost 3. Now, we would go goose hunting. She didn't hunt, of course, you know, because she couldn't legally hunt. But she would go with me. I would pick these bluebird days, 65 degrees, put the decoys out, blow on a goose call. She'd see a bunch of geese flying over. We would have puppets and snacks, and it's, you know, it's bottom line, it's got to be fun. And then we worked, you know, because back then the hunting age was 12. And so I started taking her down to Texas when she was 7, because she could legally hunt down there, you know. And so on, you know, game ranches and exotic hunting, and that's how she started. And that sort of instilled in me a love of taking brand new people out and getting them involved.
Yeah, and I think that reminds me so much of when I take Violet out. I will have the blind set up with a table set up in it with breakfast that I'm heating over the little buddy heater. You can make it completely comfortable for the new hunter. And I think a lot of that experience, look, if you take somebody, you know, especially a child, mm-hmm, and they're cold the whole time, they don't want to go hunting again.
Right.
The enemies to a failed hunt are cold, too cold, uncomfortable, not a decent place to sit. And there are enough species in Wisconsin, turkeys come to mind, and we're going to go into break here pretty quick, but Dan brought along with him a box call that's got a bunch of hash marks etched into it. And I'm going to have him explain what those hash marks are from and what that box call has been through the years. Now, I'm more of a mouth call person, but you can't argue with results, and Dan's box call has got results on it. So we're going to talk about that when we come back. We're going to get into South African hunts that Dan and I have both been on. to the same type of place. Then we're going to talk about the Safari Club and a little bit of what they have done to ensure that hunting remains something that people are not only allowed to do, but to help flourish species. And that is what this show is about, encompassing everything from hunting, fishing in the great outdoors to taking it to your table and making sure that everybody out there has an opportunity to do that. I can't think of someone who's more exciting to sit across from me than Dan Trawicki, because he really has experienced it all in his life so far, and I like to glean things from those who have experienced it. Folks, we'll be right back on Raised in the Shaw with me, Joel Clayfish. You're listening to 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM, The Shaw. My Shaw, your Shaw. We'll be back in a minute.
I love the way it is now, and anybody that tries to change it
I love this song
has to come through me.